for our chat here with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. So getting us I'm getting back into the swing of things, Candy, after I've been gone so long.
Oh,
you know?
No.
I feel like I've been gone for a month. So anyway, we're back in business here, and good to have you here on the program.
Thank you. Glad you're back. And
So lots of excitement here in Coffeyville. I know lots of people are talking about the awnings and everything coming down. It's transforming downtown.
It is looking, it's the roughness before the jewel comes out. So right now it looks a little rough, but once everything's cleaned up, I hope it looks really wonderful.
Well, it's a little bit like an excavation sort of thing because we're uncovering, you know, these facades that haven't been seen for so long. So that's always kind of exciting to be able to do a little bit of cleanup.
It's kind of like when you find carpet and you pull it up and there's a beautiful wood floor underneath. I love that.
I've had that happen before.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it. So, well, a few things. Lots going on, of course, but a few things I wanted to share. First up being that I want to welcome the new Leadership Coffeeville class. They kicked off their classes with a retreat in August, and then we started classes just this month. So I wanted to list those names real quick because I'm very excited. This is a good group, and I see some good things happening. Asia Bell, we have Quinn Bromley, Lucero I always say this name. I apologize wrong. Sharnashart. Ronika Jones. Matt Conger. Samantha Dean. Adelina Farmer. Rebecca Gath. Melissa Gunby. Jessica Herring. Colby Howard. Sarah Kattenberg. Sergio Sanchez. Michael Taylor. Katie Townsend. Misty Vesey. And Christopher Wolk. So, big class. I'm very excited. So, looking forward to all the things they do. I have been promoting a lot of stuff on our page recently about the barbecue cook-off. So the Hops Around Town Brewfest also has a cook-off that's open to the public. Sometimes people get confused, like, oh, I have to buy tickets to come. No, this is open to everybody. So come on down, try some great barbecue. That is, I wanted to say December, I don't know why, but October 14th. And you get to help us pick the People's Choice winner. So you think it's a sample, but as I've mentioned before, it's a lot of food. So, or maybe you really have a smoking cornhole team. We also have a downtown cornhole tournament that starts at 1 p.m. and again, open to everyone. So whether you come for the Brewfest or you just come for one of the activities, come on down October 14th. It's a really fun day. I think you all did a story on this, but new homes in Coffeyville, they've been going up fast and the progress is amazing. So Thomasville Homes will have 7 homes completed in Coffeyville this October. They're all energy efficient with Energy Star appliances in the kitchen included and just amazing. So looking forward to seeing that continue to go. The Midland Theater presents their next outdoor movie night. That is September 16th, this weekend, I believe, featuring the movie Shrek. So come on down for a fun family night and enjoy our beautiful downtown. One more activity to add to your Dalton Day schedule. The Aviation Museum is having a presentation on Amelia Earhart. Oh. And that's at 1 p.m. and it's free admission. So we've got a great presentation, a speaker, and sharing all kinds of good information. But that's a fun day. Anyway, lots going on. But just sneak that in. Go up to the hill and check that out during all the activities for Dalton Days. Speaking of Dalton Days, don't forget to get your Lost Loot buttons. So we've had several come in, but not enough. So come in. It's only $5. And then that way, if you are the winner, you get $500 cash.
Okay, so you have to have the button in order to get the prize. Is that right?
Well, you can get the prize, but it's only $25.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Exactly. So I would say spend the $5 and be entered in to get a good chance for that $500 cash prize. So you have to come by the chamber. I think we're the only ones selling them. There was going to be another location, but right now I think it's just at the chamber. So we're usually open 8:30 to 5, but I do want to let everybody know out there, this Thursday we are closing down for a retreat. We're going to do some strategic planning. We have some big, very bold, exciting goals that we're working on, and so we got to get together and work all that stuff out. So this Thursday, you can still message us online, but if you need something in-house, just plan on coming in today if you can. The OCCK Transportation, along with the partners of the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, and, of course, CanCycle and the Chamber, Visit Coffeyville. We're all announcing two locations for the Can Cycle, which is, it's a bike sharing program. We have our downtown bike share program, but it's moving over to Can Cycle, and they actually have locations all across the state. And the goal is to connect them all at some point, so you can just go on different tours everywhere. So that is relaunched just this month, but today at 11, we're actually doing like a kind of ribbon cutting grand reopening of the new program. So excited about that. I have some very exciting reminders from some businesses, some new things that are going on. One of them is not new, but I just want a reminder because this is such a great program. Walmart offers delivery service. So you don't even have to leave your house. They'll come and deliver groceries and supplies and everything you need. If you are a, I think they call it Walmart Plus member, then it's free. Otherwise, there's a delivery fee. And of course, they still have the where you order online and go up and they'll deliver to your car. So pretty much making grocery shopping pretty lazy and easy for all of us, right?
Oh, yeah. No. I know Matt loves that. He always takes advantage of that.
I just know that I spend a lot less.
Sure.
So it's probably not a good thing for Walmart. I would think, you're missing out.
That's actually one of his main points is he said, then I don't impulse buy. And I'm like, but
exactly.
Matt, impulse buying is the best part of shopping. Come on now.
That's why I don't bring my family with me because the bill's usually about $100 higher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They tossing stuff in there.
Yeah. Thompson Brothers are a business spotlight of the month, by the way. Are celebrating 75 years,
yeah,
which
I saw
is
that
so
on the
exciting.
Sign there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've got it up on the sign. And they're doing a trade show / open house. It is on Thursday and Friday, so the 22nd. You can do it on Thursday, but they're also bringing in a bunch of students from multiple schools around. So if you don't want to have a massive crowd, you might want to wait till Friday. But it's going to come with food. They're going to feed you, prizes, games, you know, whatever. All kinds of stuff. And of course, like I said, trade show, they're going to highlight some of their wonderful businesses that they work with. So congrats, Thompson Brothers. Amazing. And not only that, but they're just very involved in the community. Their employees are all over serving on boards and activities and just very engaged. So shout out to them. I know there's been some questions about Orscheln's Tractor Supply. What's going on with that? So Tractor Supply is coming. They did buy out Orscheln's. Not just ours, just all of Orscheln. And they're still open during construction. So that was one of the questions that I had some people ask. You can still go in and get, like, especially certain ag stuff, food for the animals, things like that. But hold tight. This October, they're going to have a grand reopening with all new items and all kinds of great stuff. So I'll be sharing details on that. But if you still need to get your basic supplies, stop on in there. And I can't wait for the grand opening.
Sure. And I know because there was some concern. People said, well, are they closing? Because, you know, they were doing that liquidation, basically. Because obviously with the new bookkeeping, I'm sure they have different inventory that they're going to be bringing
exactly.
in. A lot of the same products, I'm sure. It's just that's the way they have to do it.
Right. That's just company-wide. But they've been redesigning the inside, and it looks really nice. I'm excited. So a lot more work to go, but if they do have to close down, it'll only be for one day. But right now, they're trying to keep everything open as much as possible. So, for state maintenance, this is a really good announcement. They're now offering top-notch pressure washing services. So, house exteriors, your decks, even commercial. So, all kinds of different things. Anything you could possibly need pressure washing, they will come out, they'll take care of it and do it for you, makes it easy. And this is a good time of year to do it, like to clean the side of the house that's got all the little green algae or whatever on it and make everything look beautiful. So I'm glad they're doing that because we have not had that. We have a wonderful member that helps us out. They come do our windows and he does some pressure washing for us. But there's a lot of people in town and so it's hard to keep up. And so Poor State Maintenance is doing that now. All right, let's talk about a few events coming up. This weekend is the Carter Automotive Auto and Bike Show. I think last year was the first year they did it, and it was downtown, or maybe in the second year. But now they moved it out to Walter Johnson Park because it's grown so much. And it's under the shade tree. They're going to have food and other vendors, music, a poker run, giveaways, just lots of fun. So come on out this weekend to the Auto and Bike Show. Of course, next week is a big week for us and you all, KGGF. The legislative forums, candidate forums, will be kicking off On the 19th, which is Tuesday, it'll be for the City Commission candidates, and then the 21st will be USD 445. It is right here downtown at the Windsor Event Center, and that's at 6 p.m., and it may be packed, so if you'd rather watch for the comfort of your home, it'll be broadcast, of course, live with KGGF on the radio and then also Facebook Live. So very excited, and just ordered some banners to put up.
That'll be great.
With y'all's logo and mine and everything. So we're very excited. We did find – I was excited this year because I actually got a lot of questions this time and from the community. So thank you for all those that submitted a question. A lot of them, probably on one of them, I think we had at least 30 questions. So obviously we can't answer that many, ask that many, but we've narrowed them down, and it looks to be a good forum. So later this month, September 23rd, next weekend, is the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. And then on the 30th, the weekend after that, is the Native American Unity Gathering. Both are basically cultural celebrations. I know they've got food. Really good food. Vendors, crafts, there's some kid activities. Both of them have some music and dance. I know the Hispanic Heritage Celebration is going to have a dance at Shrine Barn that night. So they're going to have live music and everything. And I know the Unity Gathering has their dancers. They're going to do a show, and they've got music. And just, I think we're blessed to be able to have that here in Coffeyville, you know, to be able to celebrate. Both of those populations are huge in this area, and so now we want to bring the whole community in to celebrate that. If you want specific details, contact information, everything, go out to the community calendar. They have posters that they've posted on there with all the details, and so hope to see you at those. Also on the 23rd, same day as the Heritage Celebration, is the Jacob Morris Memorial Car Show. It's the first annual that they hope in honor of one of their students, and that's at CCC, and we'll see how that goes, but that looks to be a lot of fun as well. And then that same day, lots going on that day.
Oh, this is me, yeah.
Rotary is going to have a downtown cleanup, and they're looking for additional volunteers to join them, because it's not just going to be, we're going to pick up a couple trash. It's going to be power washing, weed eating, you know, maybe scrubbing some windows, whatever they can do to make the downtown shine, of course, right before Dalton Days and before the Brewfest. So that way all those visitors coming to our community get to let us shine a little bit. So excited about that. If you want to volunteer, I think the contact information, again, is on the community calendar, or call me. I can get you in touch with them. But excited that they're doing that. And we have several other groups that are doing some cleanup projects, and I love seeing that. So those are just a few events. Like I said, there's so much on the community calendar coming up this month. And then, of course, October is packed. I did get some questions yesterday. The Spooktacular, the downtown trick-or-treating, is, oh, I better check. I believe October. It's the 19th. So it's that Thursday.
Thursday. That'd be the 19th is a Thursday.
Okay. Yep. So it's going to be on that Thursday. And so if your organization wants to have a table, let us know. We'll get you signed up. But it'll be all up and down the downtown area, and lots of fun. And I am looking for a group that maybe wants to cook up some hot dogs or something. In the years past, we've had some groups maybe do hamburgers, hot dogs, something like that. So you want to hand out some food, or get creative, not just candy, but you can hand out. Do you remember back in the day? And I say back in the day, I haven't even been in Coffeyville that many years, but there used to be a dentist office downtown, and they handed out apples and toothbrushes every year, and I loved it. It was cute.
Oh yeah, that's
so
neat.
You can be different. Hand out any kind of cool things, but that'll be a fun day along with a whole bunch of other activities going on. So if your group has an event, though, make sure to let me know so I can get that on the calendar and we can talk about it and share it with everybody. But I know there's a lot going on in the next 2 months, so I'm excited, and hopefully the weather will continue to move towards that fall sense, I guess.
So, well, it's feeling like it felt like it this morning.
This
that's
morning,
for sure.
It was for sure. Yeah, it felt great. I loved it. Now, last night I was at a football game and it was a little warm, so the evenings are a little different. But and we finally got some rain, not enough, but at least something. So
that's right.
I think that was all. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but I guess that's good.
Okay, well, a very comprehensive report here as we're into the busy time.
Yes, you know?
This September and October are very, very busy. So yep, just always cranking things up. All right, well, Candy, appreciate you stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will be back here to Open Line in just a couple of minutes here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.